I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
I'm Dylan Bowden.
And we are the Pop Culturists, and E3 is done. It's a wrap. After a whole week of games, news, and announcements, it's finally all done and dusted.
How you feeling?
I am tired.
Oh, you had the most of the week off. Stop complaining.
Yeah, but I had like 4 days of getting up, sleeping for the better part of like 3 hours, yeah. Waking up, doing a thing, sleeping a couple hours more, doing another thing. It's been nuts. But it was, as I said, it was absolutely great for us. I got to sort of do some sort of more interaction with our little community that we're growing. We all sort of sat down together and chatted and debated and got hyped together and then got sad together.
Disappointed
and
together.
Yeah, it was a really good experience and it kind of made us all come together a little bit more, and I like that a lot.
Well, you guys came together, but I think we're about to be pulled apart.
Yeah, we are, because this is where... So before... that's why Dylan's in the middle. Dylan is the adjudicator. So a couple of weeks ago, we did our E3 predictions and it has a competition involved. And with that competition comes... What's his name?
Beelzebub.
And you got Beelzebub the trophy. So this is where we look at our three predictions from each of the main people, Nintendo, Xbox, and the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a chat. Now,
score each other.
We score each other. So when we originally did this, we made the decision that it was whole points only. Yep. As in either your prediction was correct or it wasn't. There was no partial points. Mm-hmm. Do we still stand on that ground?
No, they're going to be in your whole points at all.
So that means word for word has to be correct.
Has to happen. To exactly kind of as scoring. It says. Do we still stand that ground?
Yeah, sure. All right.
Fuck it. Let's do it. And then at the end, maybe we can like... We'll do it like a... We'll do the full scores as it is. And then if we feel the need later, we'll have some fun with it and just sort of break it up.
Yeah. So Dylan is here to adjudicate because there are a few...
There are some questionable ones.
Around that are questionable that I might be biased in thinking, no, that's definitely a point, but I don't think Ryan will agree. Mm-hmm. Hence why Dylan is here.
All right, I'll make the final decision.
Well, I'm going to kick things off. We'll start with Nintendo.
Do you want to go your three, then my three?
We'll go one.
Okay.
Kind of get it. Nothing.
Cool.
All right, so kicking things off with Nintendo, my prediction was a new Pokemon announced for the Nintendo Switch. Now, this is already a controversial one. Now, mm-hmm. Have you watched the Nintendo... conference?
No.
Okay, so it cuts to the guy, so the one of the head of the Pokemon company. Mm. He essentially says, hey, Pokken Tournament is coming. Mm. Pokken Tournament is coming on this date that we announced about a week ago.
Yes.
And the team at Game Freak are working on a new Nintendo Core RPG. You won't hear anything about it for another year, but it's in the works.
I don't take that as an announcement.
But they're announcing that it exists.
It doesn't exist because they haven't started on it yet.
He literally went on the phone after the said, get on it.
Yeah, please, team, go, I just accidentally made a promise on camera.
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
This is the iffy one.
That's the, like,
because there was, he said it, but there wasn't even,
but actually,
there
hang
wasn't
on,
even
I said,
a thumbnail for the game.
Now, I should mention as well, I just said new Pokemon announced for the Switch. Mm. I didn't say shit about what kind of Pokemon game it was.
Mm.
I said new Pokemon game. Now, after we did our predictions and before E3, they had the Pokemon Direct and they announced Pokken Tournament.
It's not a new game, though.
It is a new game. It's a new game for the Nintendo Switch. It's a Pokemon game for the Nintendo Switch.
Depends how you take your phrasing of new Pokemon.
That's why Dylan's here. Mm. It's a new Pokemon game for the Nintendo Switch.
But it's not a new. But it's not a.
Yeah,
well,
see, one of Dylan's. One of Josh's falls just out the start of E3. So, like the reason this was announced, the Pokemon Direct was announced to get that out of the way before E3.
Because it was such big news.
Because it was so uneventful news.
I agree with you that it isn't. A new Pokemon game for the Switch, but it's not a new Pokemon game for the Switch.
There's no context or how you pronounce it in that. So
maybe you should have put it in there to guarantee yourself a point.
That was a vague one.
You can't just make ambiguous statements
and then loosely tie it to whatever you want.
I didn't make any ambiguous statements.
Look, my is point.
Dylan,
just,
what do you think? Point or no point?
In summary, Pokken Tournament is coming. And the head of Pokemon Company did say a core RPG is in production.
He said it, but there's nothing tangible.
He did say Pokemon. He said a new core Pokemon RPG.
He did say Pokemon.
Because he's the Pokemon Company. It's the only thing he talks about.
Was it an announcement? Or he just kind of like, and by the way,
I wouldn't class it as an announcement because there was nothing tangible to look at.
I would, because he goes, yeah, well, that depends how we clarify an announcement. Do they have to be like, and here is the logo of the game.
There has to at least be a logo. If they haven't made a logo, the game hasn't even fucking started being made yet. if there isn't even a title screen for them to show with an announcement but at the world's biggest gaming complex.
They did mention it. He announced that it is being worked on.
Well, it's not even being worked on because they had no pictures to even show with a
logo. Pokemon don't tend to do the drop tease stuff. They kind of announce it in one go. Like
Dylan, we'll leave it to you.
Does it not
find I won't. We don't argue with the judicator.
No, no, his decision is final.
Point or no point?
Yeah, on technicality, I would say it's a point.
Thank you very much.
No worries. My first one for Nintendo was no more than 3 3DS games announced, which was flat out correct.
Yeah, in the Nintendo conference, they announced absolutely zero. Mm-hmm. They announced a couple afterward, but we're talking conferences here, and they announced none.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Virtual console virtual console will be coming out within a month of E3. They haven't said shit.
No,
they've said nothing about virtual consoles. That's nothing. Bet.
Next one for me, which is a half and half.
Oh, here you go again.
Price and launch date for Nintendo Online. Now, about a week before E3, they announced the pricing, $20 a year. Fuck, that's pretty good pricing. And they just gave it. They said 2018, so there's no date.
See, this is where we fall into the same thing. Now, says that I got the first point I got because they announced Pokemon in the direct. Your thing isn't before the direct. Now, but technically
it's in between the predictions and E3.
Correct.
So you gotta see.
So they announced that it was $20.
That's confirmed.
Beforehand.
Yes.
And then they announced that it would be 2018.
No, in the same announcement, they said it's $20 a year, it'll be out in 2018. The
but
service
but
will
but
be.
It wasn't E3, though.
It was between our predictions and E3.
Sorry?
I'm just saying.
Hey, you're the adjudicator.
Keep in mind that if we go this route about nothing in between our predictions and E3, Ryan, you can't pull that card either.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Whether you're going to or not, I don't know. I'm just saying. It has to be a blanket rule.
But it is E3 predictions, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, so it's the predictions at E3.
I think that counts, Josh. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. No, I'm not arguing with
the
adjudicator.
Yep. And my final prediction was new Joy-Con colors. They said they announced the ones for arms, but that was not at E3. They did not announce any Joy-Con colors at E3.
They actually announced the arms ones before our prediction video anyway. So, yeah. My last one for Nintendo was Super Smash Brothers announcement for the Switch, and there was nothing.
How disappointing.
So, at the end of Nintendo, where do we sit, Dylan?
It's 1-1.
Oh!
My lord is getting excited, leaning to Josh's side. So I'm going to stick that down to calm myself.
All right, kicking things off with Xbox. This is where I get really impressed, actually. Mm. So Project Scorpio, which is now known as the Xbox One X.
The Nintendo Xbox One X.
Yep, the Nintendo Xbox One X. The Scorpio will be releasing in November for $499 US, and that is exactly 100% correct. It launches November 7.
No, I'm afraid it's not, Ryan, because you said the Scorpio is the Xbox One X.
Yeah.
So technically,
but at the time, that's what it was called.
Maybe you shouldn't have put a name to
it. It's still the Scorpio.
It's not the Scorpio. It's the Xbox One X.
It's a different console.
No, the Scorpio is its development name.
Mm-hmm. It's a different console.
It's the exact same console.
No, not by name.
But car is still a car. Just like they're all cars, but it's
no. You didn't say an Xbox console would be released in November for $499.
You said that the Xbox Scorpio would.
So
be
this
released
is pedantic in the wrong way.
Says Scorpio
because
it
we,
does.
At, we, at
really
the time
specific.
We it wasn't called Xbox One X.
I guess being specific might shoot you in the foot sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. The same as your vague Pokemon game announcement.
Yeah,
I'm not giving you that one. I'm taking.
Oh, that. Are you fucking serious? Okay, can't. Ooh.
Can't argue with the judicator.
See, I'm bummed because I was so proud of that prediction because I'm like, that is 100%. It is 100% spot on.
But you can't do it out of 3 points. It's just one solid point. All the things have to be matched word for word. Remember we said
word for word.
See that? That's
you
that's
can't
shit.
Argue. Can't argue.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
My first Microsoft.
Fuck you.
One.
That's fine.
What are you doing? He can just dock you no points for the rest of the game. You need to be careful. I said there would be a new Halo launching for the Scorpio, which was incorrect completely.
Yeah, no Halo at all. Even a little bit.
Not even a little bit of Halo.
Which is really impressive.
Yeah.
No. My second one was Cuphead will get a release date, and it did in a trailer at the Xbox conference of September 29.
Yeah.
Did you guess 29?
No, I didn't specify a date.
You just wrote
that down. I wrote that for reference. I wanted it to be. Like, see, that's what everyone's
I
thinking.
I just missed it.
Yes.
My next one for Xbox is one of the, if so, maybe kinder ones. I said, well, I guess it's going to be a no because of what your attitude's like at the moment. All previous first party Xbox titles will receive a patch for the Scorpio, upgrading it to 4K.
Now, the catch is there is the term all.
I said all.
So they
They're not doing all. They're doing many, but not all.
So essentially, the lineup is Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct, yep. Minecraft, Gears of War 4.
Yep.
Halo Wars 2.
Yep.
There's two first parties in there. One other one, and then there was about 30 third party titles.
Yeah, but if you're specifying all, Halo 5 Guardians was not on that list.
Not backwards compatible.
It's pretty bad when you say all and there's three titles.
Yeah.
And Quantum Break's not there too, actually.
Second party, it's not first party.
Oh, well, there you go.
No, that doesn't
count.
Yep. My third and final Xbox prediction was Crackdown or State of Decay 2 will be released within 3 months of Scorpio. No, I've written Scorpio as well, if you want to get pedantic there.
I can get pedantic about something else.
But Crackdown is releasing day of.
So you're mistaken. Crackdown is not releasing the
Crackdown
day of.
Crackdown 3 is.
Crackdown 3 is releasing the day of.
And you did write State of Decay 2.
That is Crackdown or State of Decay 2. So I'll give him that crack. I'll let him switch over to Crackdown, but it is Crackdown 3 and not Crackdown that is coming to the Xbox One X and not the Xbox Scorpio.
Yeah, but you read Halo. New Halo.
I didn't get a point for that.
I could I could call that like New Halo 1. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
New version. Mm.
But also, if you're getting pedantic about the naming of the console, he said it's coming to Scorpio, but it's actually coming to the Xbox.
But once again, at the time, that's what we knew that was.
No. Maybe you should have wrote Microsoft's new console instead of giving it a name. You didn't give him a point based on it being called a Scorpio.
It was very specific in that question. All right, let me think about this. Crackdown or State of Decay 2 with...
Launched within three months
of the Scorpio. Crackdown 3 is releasing day and date.
See, I'm going to argue console. Because... You said because he said Scorpio before, you will not give him a point.
Well, that's the thing. If he says that,
if you didn't write Scorpio though, within 3 months,
that's so bullshit.
You can't argue.
I know I can't argue, but that is a judgment call. That if we had a second adjudicator, which would be weird, I would take your adjudication to the adjudicator.
Did you give it to him?
No, not yet. Okay. I'm just running down the date.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to go to second judge? Do you guys want to
phone a friend?
You're just gonna say yes, and he's gonna
say no. You're gonna be the tiebreaker.
Yeah, no,
anyway.
Yeah, because you want to say no because like if this becomes a
I'm only arguing because of your first Microsoft one. You stood.
That's
firm,
what I'm saying.
So that's if you said that's fine for his first one, then I'd be totally fine with this.
See, that's the thing. So the problem. See, if so that's
you
if
set
that's a yes,
you set a precedent. When you denied him that point on the first,
so that's
Xbox
correct. So
point.
If that becomes a yes, then in order for that first ruling to still stand, that would have to be amended.
All right. Technically, you didn't write Crackdown 3, and technically, it's not Scorpio. So only on a technicality,
that's
out on that one.
Balls, but fine.
You're still up, man.
Fine.
My last, I got none for Microsoft. Xbox VR would be announced, which is
now
not.
You
a thing.
Wrote Xbox, but it didn't anyway. But yeah. It would count. Mm-hmm. So cross. Alright,
now we're into PlayStation.
Leaning on Ryan's side.
My first prediction was more than 5 VR games and less than 5 Vita games will be announced. 6 VR games were announced for the PlayStation, no Vita games.
Total point.
Do we need half points?
No, because he's right on both counts.
Yeah, because there were less than 5 Vita games. There were absolutely none.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
Then I would say yes.
Yep.
My first one for Sony is they will not acknowledge the existence of the Scorpio.
And that's totally true. There was one jab at the end when they saw a jab about Spider-Man. And like, this is Spider-Man.
Really
it is a true exclusive. This is a real exclusive.
That was referring to a game, though, and not a console.
Yeah, that was jabbing at Xbox for...
their terminology.
Their terminology
exclusives.
Of exclusives. But on a technicality, you mentioned Scorpio. They didn't mention Scorpio because...
It's not called the Scorpio anyway, so it's a point regardless.
Totally a point. Yeah. my second one was dates for Detroit Become Human, God of War 4, and Days Gone will be announced. None of them did. God of War got a release window of early next year.
So Days Gone didn't even get anything.
None. Yeah,
no, not even a window.
So that is a zero. That is a big fucking zilch.
My next one is also, I believe, is Ilch. Sucker Punch will get some stage time. They did not. They weren't even there.
Yeah, they're off drinking with Kojima.
Yeah, whatever game they're doing, we don't still don't fucking know.
And my last one is Call of Duty World War II, Destiny 2, and Battlefront 2 will be on the PlayStation stage. Call of Duty was, Destiny was, Battlefront was not. Therefore, that is a zero.
Now, this is the one that can bring us to a tie. This is the one that can bring us to a tie. I said we will get more information on the Final Fantasy VII remastered game. And we did.
How?
But not at the conference itself, in between the predictions and the conference we did.
Yeah, Square Enix essentially came out before the conference saying, hey, we're not going to be at E3, we're working on it, we're changing...
We've changed it from being third-party developed to first-party developed.
Yeah. So they're bringing it back into Square Enix. Yep, this game will be about 3 years out,
yep,
but
we will
not be at E3.
We're hiring a lot of people specifically for this game. We won't be at E3.
Well,
see, now I'd argue, because I said more info on the game, and before this you were like, no, well, you didn't get any new info, but we got enough info for...
We got new info, but not at the conference. That's the technicality. We're talking about E3 predictions here. This happened before E3.
But was it news for E3?
They said they won't be at E3 this year.
Yeah, the announcement was them saying we're essentially not going to be at E3. There'll be no announcements from us at E3 about Final Fantasy Remake, and here's the information that we have currently.
That doesn't count. It's not an E3 prediction.
But it was referencing E3. That's your question.
Yeah, but it's referencing them not being there.
Not being at E3.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me think. So,
and our prediction was...
They mentioned E3 in it, though.
They did.
Yeah, but at the same time, this is the PlayStation announcements. Mm. They didn't say it at PlayStation. They didn't say it at PlayStation blog. There was no connection between that information and PlayStation.
At E3 at all? Did PlayStation mention it?
No.
So they wouldn't be there.
Nope. Yeah,
I'm sorry, Josh. That doesn't count.
Okay.
So
that's some strict marking in this.
3-2.
Oh, I won.
I'm going to have to announce that you've won this.
Thank you very much.
You've won the toy you already bought for your
thank
son.
Thank you. I won the toy that, yeah. At least
back to your son now.
James will be happy that it's not leaving the house. I'd like to thank myself for predicting really well.
See, if we were going on half points, I would have actually won.
If we were going by half points, you would have smashed me.
Yeah.
And I would have got slight... I would have...
You should have gone on half points because holes tough, especially when you've got... Four part answers.
Okay, well, so this is the official win.
You've won.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Do you want to add up what it actually would have been without an adjudicator?
Yeah. So if I would have got a half point for the price and launch of Nintendo Online.
That's correct. Yep.
I would have got a half point for the first party patch for Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would have got a half point for Final Fantasy.
I would have got a whole 2 extra points because of the Scorpio thing. Because the Scorpio in November, because of the word Scorpio, I'd got Doctor Point.
That would have been a full point.
Crackdown, because I wrote Crackdown instead of Crackdown 3.
And Scorpio.
Well, did I mention? See, this is. I want to go to the tape for this one.
See, I'm going to disagree with that point to my death.
No, because it's totally correct.
It's not.
No, but
in your wording.
But see, this is your wording on that final picture. We would need to confirm with the video whether I said Crackdown or Crackdown 3.
You said Crackdown.
We did?
So I went and watched the video.
I'm going to check this shit again. go on to the video.
That, we'll do that off the... Oh, do you want to do that now?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
How are you going to find it in the 25-minute video?
I'll wing it. So how many half points did you get out of that?
You would have got 2 whole points.
Yeah.
And they're 3.5. So you would have got 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would have won anyway.
4, yeah.
Regardless of whatever the result of this one is?
Well, no. You would have got 4 and then you would have got 5 because of that Crackdown 3 crap.
All right, so I still don't want anyway, but this is just... I'm genuinely curious now.
So we'll just let the dead air...
Yeah, no, we'll just go dead air for a minute.
It's
it'll be crazy. It's just dope. It's just...
Then you can superimpose the clip of you saying whatever you say.
Yeah, but then we can't debate about it now. Not that it really matters.
No, but we're debating about it for the video, so the people are worth being informed.
Okay, of course there's no reception in this room, so... Okay, so what? Halo 5 was your first one, yeah?
Mm.
Okay, so we'll be able to hear this literally in a minute.
It's going to be like 5 minutes.
This is us looking for the adjudication at the time. Dylan was dicking around on his phone.
No, I was listening. And I remember that you said Crackdown.
Oh, here we go.
Mine's Scorpio based as well.
I think nearly all of mine are Scorpio based. that's the hot topic for them this year.
Yeah, all right. So Scorpio based, it will launch at a US $4.99.
Oh,
that's your first prediction. You got to go to your last one.
And I see it
Okay, that's my last Xbox One, so yours would have been just before that. No, still my Xbox VR. That's my last one. So Ryan's would be after it or before it?
Microsoft don't really have much in the way of peripherals. They tried the Kinect, it fucking sucked. PlayStation, you know.
Is it the
There's like 40 seconds between. Oh, of course.
You'll be after mine.
Yeah.
Did they ever did that?
Not even a little bit.
First quarter. That once it's released, that quarter. Here we go.
Yeah. Getting there.
Crackdown and. Crackdown probably didn't say it
to the camera. Yep, no! To your credit, I did say Crackdown, not Crackdown 3. So so if we're going half points though, if we're not adjudicating, I would consider that fine.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no, we're talking.
I was just being a little bitch to try to dock you a point.
I appreciate it. That was fine. I still won anyway, so it was a good battle. Josh, I know you're still sick, but I'll shake your hand anyway.
I literally just coughed into my hand. And Dylan's a germaphobe as well. Alright, this year the title is Ryan's.
Thank you very much.
Unfortunately.
Overall, it was we were pretty wrong.
Pretty shit prediction, actually. I think next year we need to predict everybody's conference.
Yeah.
Just to have more.
Yeah, just like we'll get Ubi in there, we'll get EA in there, just we can EA, do more. We did do our third parties at the start of that video.
Yeah.
But that doesn't help us points. But I'm curious how we went.
Let's watch
it. I remember it being. Let
me just fuck around on my phone again.
I think the only one I remember is predicting that Bethesda would say they're working on a new engine with the new Elder Scrolls to go along with it. And Bethesda just fucking sucked this year anyway. Yeah. So.
I remember doing the South Park release date. And they announced that like 2 weeks, like a week before.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have got
it. I wouldn't have got that one on the technicality.
For the Final Fantasy.
So Dylan, how do you feel about the competition? How are you?
I feel that was unfair in my judging. But we had to go with it once we started.
If you viewers do not agree with Dylan's judging and you come up with a different score for us, let us know, please.
Yeah.
I'll happily take the belated win.
You'll take the correct win, the righteous win.
Recount the votes, do a recount.
I don't mean a recount.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
I'm Dylan Biden.
And that was our results for our E3, the 2017 predictions. Overall, E3 was not too bad. Yeah, it was decent. Yeah, it was fine.
There's some stuff I'm excited for. I'm not going to talk about it now. But
there's more videos to come. We'll talk about the things that we are most excited about. So, social media plug.
If you enjoyed that conversation, you can join in that one and many more on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, and all other major social media outlets. But the main conversation happens on our Facebook community group, facebook.com/groups/thepopculturist. And if you really, really, really like what we do, I don't understand why you would. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/thepopculturist. Jump in there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that tickles your fancy.
See you in the next video.